What would you call a city employee who has no real job, no responsibilities, and doesn't do any real services, but gets a salary anyway?
Kind of a funny
guy here, politician.
And both one would be the other. Or the politician don't do nothing but flunk around him and meddle about here. And,
have you ever heard something called the drunk tank?
Try to get his fingers and never a little piece of pie.
Yeah.
Okay. What might you call the large food stores in town? Is there a general word for the...
The feed store? Feed store.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we call it.
Have a
feed store.
Next might have 45.
Now, where I was, I don't know that they have.
With a feed seat,
fertilizer, insecticide, and hard
type of gun,
that
they farm
supplies.
Okay.
That's the name of mine.
Okay. What might you call the little store up on the corner of Trapmill Road?
Right here, that's most of the stores are known as 7-Eleven.
Okay.
From 7 in the morning to 11 at night.
Mm-hmm. But they don't necessarily have to have a sign out there that says 7-Eleven.
No.
How about the building might work?
Some of them have signs 7-Eleven. There's several different names of those things. Some of them call them quick service and different names like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they all open at about the same hour, about 7 in the morning, 11 at night.
What might you call some of your drinks while
The coin operated self-service laundry.
An alcoholic.
Okay, are the two the same?
Several up there in town.
Mm-hmm. Is there a name for those kind of places?
It's coin operated. Horn operator.
What might you call somebody that you might find
longer,
downtown
or longer than that, we call
them. Okay. Down the street, didn't have any place to stay.
What might you use to put your dirty clothes in?
We'll get some dirty clothes back in.
Okay.
What might you call one of the cheap hotels that they might stay in?
Have you ever seen those machines that some people have to put their trash in and it makes it smaller?
Those garbage compressors?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. What might you call one of those large garbage containers that people come in and dump their trash into?
Well, that's they have the sack, the garbage bag, can or whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about the real big ones? They've got these big trucks that come up and they...
Yeah, well, that's a regular garbage truck. If you just pull it right in here, you know, and then that thing comes down on it and they just cut that stuff into a little handful
back
in there.
Okay.
And they can just carry world and world of stuff in them things right on and on.
The work
keep pressing down nothing.
What might you call somebody that takes care of, you know, the arrangements for a funeral?
Call that,
that's the funeral director.
Okay. And then that big, station wagon that they...
Hearse.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of Skid Row or anything?
Skid Row, that's what I was trying to think of.
Cigarettes?
Skid Row. Yeah, coffin tax.
Okay. What else?
And,
What might you call the person who brings your mail to you?
Well, coffin tax is one.
Okay. How about the person who picks up your garbage?
That's one thing I never could do. I smoked it 50 years. That's one thing I couldn't do.
Garbage collector.
Smoke your cigars?
I smoke cigars.
Mm-hmm.
And I quit that.
I just think
when I quit it,
Have you ever seen a house that looks...
I burn all of my paper stuff and everything.
Looks something like this. Where it's got rooms on the side and you can look in the front and see out the back.
Look in the front and see out the back.
You can see it clear through the back.
That's a see-through, I reckon.
Okay.